5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, December 13th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, what Putin told Biden. What did they actually discuss during that two-hour video conference that took place last week? Apparently, what Vladimir Putin told President Biden during this conversation is that Russia's red line, which is no Ukraine in NATO, is immovable. This is the line that Russia will not allow the West to cross. And the same applies to Ukraine being used as a hub for NATO weaponry. The root cause of all of this drama, which the West is portraying as Putin's aggression, is Ukraine failing to abide by the 2015 Minsk agreement. This is an agreement that was signed to end the war in the Donbass region in the east of Ukraine, written by Ukraine, Russia, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, mediated by France and Germany. According to this deal, Ukraine would grant autonomy to Donbass with a constitutional amendment and then grant general amnesty to those involved in the rebellion against the Ukrainian government, and then start a dialogue with the People's Republics of Donetsk and Lugansk. Again, these are the majority Russia areas in the east of Ukraine. Now, I want to say again, I'm not trying to carry any water for Vladimir Putin here, but he is looking out for Ukrainian interests. And whether we in the West like it or not, Ukraine is in Russia's sphere of influence, just like Mexico is in the United States' sphere of influence. And that's not what we're hearing from the media here in the West. We're hearing that Russia is failing to abide by the Minsk agreement. Allow me to just politely point out that Russia is not even mentioned in the Minsk agreement. The bottom line here is that when it comes to this or anything that we hear from the corporate media, we just need to dig a little bit deeper to find out what is really going on here. And again, I find it disturbing that our Western media really seems to be agitating for a fight between the United States and Russia. Topic number 4, the Biden boom. Have you heard that phrase lately? Because it's been all over the media and the social media sites for about the last 5 or 6 days. Of course, it's just a coincidence that this comes right after several high-ranking White House officials met with the leaders of a number of prominent newsrooms in Washington and New York last week, complaining that the media has been too harsh with President Biden, treating President Trump better than President Biden. Well, the message that we're supposed to receive is that President Biden is presiding over the strongest economy in decades. To which we just have one question. Are you serious? CPI, Consumer Price Index, came in on Friday at 6.8%. That's an increase of 6.8% year over year, the fastest growth in inflation in 40 years, since 1982. The drivers of inflation across the board. You can't point to one particular thing. If you could point to one thing, it would be the fact that the Federal Reserve has printed up lots and lots of money at the request of the Treasury to send out all that helicopter money in the form of COVID relief payments. Yes, gross domestic product here in the United States did increase at a 7.8% annual rate over the first three quarters of 2021. And that's even adjusted for inflation. But remember, this follows 2020, where we basically crashed the economy into a wall with all the COVID shutdowns. Also, bear in mind that the federal government accounts for about a third of gross domestic product. And the federal government here in the United States has spent something like $3.5 trillion so far on COVID. Here's a number, a chart that actually gives some context to this Biden boom. The unemployment numbers, which were at record lows during the final year, leading up to the final year of President Trump. Economy crashed into walls. Now people going back to work as the economy gradually opens up. In fact, as we've been talking about, we've been discussing this over the past couple of months, things would be even better had not the government been so generous with the enhanced unemployment benefits, as people find it more profitable personally to stay home and collect unemployment than to go back to work. That is changing now as these benefits are phased out. But to say that President Biden has engineered the best economic, the best economy in decades, that's just media and White House spin. A better indicator of where the economy is right now is your local grocery store or discount center or super center. Look at the stock on the shelves or the lack thereof. Stores are having to get very creative with hiding the fact that their shelves are not fully stocked. You see this image behind me here? Those are not real bottles of cleaning products and containers of cleaning products. Those are pictures of cleaning products hiding the empty spaces on the shelves because of the supply chain issues that cropped up, partly because of the COVID issue, but also because our Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, spent 2 months on leave, paternity leave, in the middle of this crisis. Global supply chain still struggling to get back to normal, lack of raw materials, labor shortages, again, enhanced unemployment benefits, partly responsible for that. This is the true state of the current economy. Just remember, the Dow Jones Industrial, S&P 500, NASDAQ, very little connection to reality. Topic number three, traveling nurses, another indicator of where the economy is right now. Labor shortages as hospitals are trying to struggle to replace nurses who have either retired, quit, or been laid off because they refuse to take a mandatory vaccine. It's forced them to turn to traveling nurses who signed 13-week contracts to go to work for hospitals on a temporary basis. Nursing staff across the United States, aging, burned out after 2020, just deciding they've had enough when hospitals try to impose mandates. I mean, through 2020, they did yeoman's work on the front line of the pandemic. But suddenly, with the advent of the vaccines, those who chose not to take it, including those, some who'd gotten sick and recovered, told now either you take this or you're fired. Well, some nursing unions say, look, we could solve the labor shortage when it comes to nurses. We could solve the nursing shortage if hospitals would just pay a decent enough wage to encourage more people to join the field, to get into the field and become full-time staff nurses. But instead, at least for now, hospitals appear satisfied to pay a premium to hire these short-term ad hoc traveling nurses who make many times above the normal pay for a staff nurse. Again, another indicator of where we are economically at the end of 2021. Topic number two, Bob Dole. You know by now, Senator Bob Dole passed away a week ago Sunday. A funeral for Senator Dole was held Friday at the Washington National Cathedral, a day after President Biden and congressional leaders honored Dole as he lay in state at the United States Capitol. Biden hailed Dole, who died at the age of 98, as a hero of democracy during this memorial service in the Capitol Rotunda. Here's the takeaway. Biden said Dole, quote, belongs here in this place, this temple to liberty and temple to possibility, end quote. Now, you might dismiss that as Biden being, you know, using hyperbole to describe Senator Dole. But that phrase, temple to democracy, temple to liberty, was used a lot by our political leaders and the political pundits on the talking news shows on the cable channels a year ago, not quite a year ago, after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Senators like Klobuchar, Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, the Dick Durbin of Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, many others, saying that our temple to democracy had been desecrated by the events of January 6th. I write about that in my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, because this idea that the United States Capitol is a temple of anything actually derives from 1799, when Thomas Jefferson insisted that the building not be called Congress House, which is what the architect wanted. He wanted it called the Capitol. Not because that's what you call a place where a legislature meets, but because that's the name, or it was the name, of the temple to Jupiter, the temple of Jupiter in ancient Rome, the Capitolium. And that's relevant because Jupiter, as the storm god and the king of the pantheon, was equivalent to Zeus in the Greek pantheon and Baal in the Canaanite pantheon. And in Matthew 12 and Revelation 2, Jesus equated Baal and Zeus with Satan. So these references to the United States Capitol being a temple are significant. Pay attention when our political leaders use that term. Coming up, it's a crime, Jim, but not as we know it. That's next on 5 and 10.
Skywatch TV is proud to announce the largest holiday giveaway of the year. The Misfits Grand Giveaway. With so many in the body of Christ experiencing seasons of loneliness, insecurity, doubts about their God-given purpose, or feel like out-of-place misfits in the kingdom of God, the time for change is now. In their new book, Misfits, the ladies of Simply His delve into the vital spiritual realities and theological principles that demonstrate how these discouraging sentiments are not unique to you, but may in fact be indicators that you're on the verge of a spiritual breakthrough. In Misfits, you will learn surprisingly simple but life-changing biblical information that will empower you to discover your untapped potential, to find your God-ordained calling, and to embrace your destiny. Also included in this incredible holiday giveaway is Donna Howell's thrilling sequel to the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol, entitled Ebenezer, where she answers what was left unaddressed at the end of the Dickens novel, such as, whatever becomes of Tiny Tim? And what happens when people from all over London witness the change in Ebenezer and learn that the motivation behind all of his transformation began with what they believe to be ghostly visitations? You'll also receive the never-before-released collection Christmas Classics, a beautiful volume of 9 full books with 14 stories total, all celebrating Christmas. These classic narratives will warm your heart and inspire you this holiday season, featuring titles in their entirety like A Christmas Carol, The Shepherd's Story, The Shepherd Who Didn't Go, The Gift of the Magi, The Other Wise Man, and several more. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc. Now, for the first time ever, this must-have assortment features 110 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length books are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $1,500 all by itself. You'll also receive directly from the SkyWatch TV archive the complete Teens Rock Collection on DVD. Join Joe Horn and his talented group of young panelists as they discuss important issues facing today's modern youth culture. Featuring bonus interviews with musicians Alicia and Whitney as they perform their original songs, So Much More, and Try Kneeling. And finally, included in the Misfits Grand Giveaway, Joe Horn's new CD, This Time Around, featuring the entire Horn family performing hit singles like Long Drive. Talk to Jesus.
So let your heart light on fire for the one true Messiah. Talk to Jesus. Yeah.
This Time Around.
This Time Around. Yeah. It's not about my spotted record. Crying about the man I want to be.
And so many more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $1,600. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. The Misfits Grand Giveaway, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com.
Topic number one today, the victim of a hate crime hoax and his punishment. You know by now, actor Jussie Smollett was found guilty last week of staging a hate crime against himself. Not quite sure exactly what he had hoped to gain from this other than attention. Well, he's got attention. It's just not the kind he was hoping for. He was charged back in 2019 with staging a hate crime in February of 2019, but his story was awfully weak. He was charged with hate crime immediately, but then Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, whose campaign was largely funded by George Soros, dropped the charges against him. She was later found to have committed some unethical errors in her handling of the case. A special prosecutor filed the hate crime hoax charges again, filing a false police report, that sort of thing, and found guilty last week. What's interesting about this is that during his testimony last week, Monday, Smollett revealed that CNN anchor Don Lemon was offering him advice as the investigation into the hoax continued, revealing that in 2019, Lemon let him know that the Chicago police did not believe his story. Just another reminder that the corporate media is not really interested in telling the truth, just spinning a narrative. Well, he has been found guilty. Pray for Jussie Smollett, because it takes a real twisted-up spirit to construct this kind of a divisive issue that drew national attention and comments from national political leaders and political pundits. just further aggravating the already strained relations between the races here in the United States? Again, not quite sure what he hoped to get out of all this. So pray for Jussie Smollett. The Babylon Bee with the best comment on this whole thing. Now, bearing in mind again that he staged this crime against himself, which means that now that he's been found guilty, when he is sentenced, he will be sentenced to share a jail cell with his attacker. Skywatch TV, we're asking for your help in supporting the work we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. This is the work that we do through Royal Family Kids, our partners in ministry, for children between the ages of 9 and 11 in the foster care system. Statistically speaking, they are at much greater risk than children generally of being drawn into drugs, prostitution, pornography, gangs, etc., etc. But if we reach them at this age, the entire course of their lives can be changed. And the miniature horses at Whispering Ponies Ranch are an important part of the therapy there. We're working on a new play area for those children, and we're going to build it, God willing, without going into debt. And that's where you factor in here. Through your support, we will make this happen. And so we'd like to ask you to partner with us through our Friends of the Children special offer, your opportunity to get your own copy of the limited edition Defender Bible. This is the Defender Bible, the King James edition. It's a hardback edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha. That includes the Book of First Enoch, Book of Jubilees, Book of Jasher. We'll also include, for your gift of $300 or more, a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you like at the Skywatch TV store and a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, including a calendar, a keychain, a coffee mug, a camp DVD, and the latest music disc from Joe Horn, world-class musician, called This Time Around. Now, for your gift of $1,000 or more, you get the Defender Family Bible, the gift box, a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you choose, and an invitation to visit the ranch, to take a photo with the staff at the ranch, the staff of Skywatch TV, an invitation to join us for our sponsors' banquet at our 2022 Defender Conference, and an invitation to attend a taping here at our new Skywatch TV studio. That's for your gift of $1,000 or more with our Friends of the Children special offer. Look for that at skywatchtvstore.com to donate online, or you can call us toll-free at 844-750-4985. SkywatchFilms.com. This is the new division of Skywatch TV, where you can see cutting-edge documentaries on subjects that most of the media will not touch. The Great Delusion, the latest film from Skywatch Films, Josh Peck producing a dynamite expose of the UFO disclosure movement, and you can get access to it for as little as $3. $2.95 gets you 7 days to view it in full HD. Instant access, 7 days to view it in full HD. Our other documentaries are there as well, including Tom Horn's mind-blowing Secret Destiny of America, the award-winning documentaries Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, the Fall Brothers masterpiece Belly of the Beast featuring Tom Horn, and of course our Wars of the Gods travelogumentaries as Sharon and I take you on a teaching tour through Israel and Sardinia to view the tombs of the giants, the megalithic structures on that mysterious island. Again, all of these available at skywatchfilms.com. Instant access for as little as $2.95. Visit them now and take advantage of it. Binge watch through the holidays at skywatchfilms.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the new book from Simply His, which is a new imprint from Defender Publishing. Nita Horn, Allie Henson, Donna Howell, the authors of the new book, Misfits. Is there room in the kingdom of God for misfit Christians? Well, we're thankful here at Skywatch TV that there is, because we all feel kind of like misfits. And if you're watching this program, there's a good chance you might too. Don't miss this program. You'll see it on our weekly broadcast show. And the schedule for the over-the-air broadcast is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it right now if you've got the Skywatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV. Or you can download it to your smartphone or tablet along with all of our programs, including Simply His, our health program featuring Sharice Parton and Joe Horn, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week's program about the mysterious site on the Golan Heights called Gilgal Rephaim, Israel's Stonehenge. All of those right in the palm of your hand with our free mobile app, which not only includes our video content, but the news the mainstream media wants you to miss. And under that news tab, you'll also find free excerpts of my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. Just posted part six. So as we roll this out through February, by the time we're done, you'll get most of the book for free. But you got to add the mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. It works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And you'll find the link to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar where you see Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.